This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. Hour number four of the program today. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line, which is the same number as the call-in line, 412-928-9370. And call it right now for open phone conversation. But the text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And speaking of fees, how about this one? ESPN and Major League Baseball are parting ways and will end their decades-long partnership after this season. So that's interesting. The network first aired MLB games back in 1990, but the league said in a statement that it is dismayed at how ESPN has pared back its baseball coverage. So they had an opt-out. Three more years on this deal, they opted out. So I wonder what that means now. Where are you going to see? You know, they have the Home Run Derby. ESPN wanted less money. That's why they have the opt-out. They think it's too overpriced. And I guess ratings would back that up. In a statement, though, ESPN defended its coverage of the league and said it's grateful for the relationship they had. In making this decision, though, we applied the same discipline and fiscal responsibility that has built ESPN's industry-leading live events portfolio as we continue to grow audience across linear, digital, and social platforms. This is their statement. So that's interesting, and I wonder what that means in terms of, Joel, you're a big baseball fan, and I, you know, somebody's going to pick it up. They do a lot of things on MLB Network, I know. Fox is a likely, they already have some, but the league believes it's kind of riding a wave of momentum. And if you look at some of the largest live audience figures in the last 7 years, they drew more than, I think, over the figures I saw, 72 million fans that went to ballparks. But the watching games has changed, and I think it's a long endeavor, which is one of the reasons why they brought the pitch clock in, making it shorter, attention spans, whatever. And I saw some progress there for sure with the shortening of games, and I think that leads to better numbers. But for whatever reason, this will be the final year that ESPN carries games. So I think that's fascinating. Certainly Fox does a lot with that, and you wonder what it means for another network that may come in here. Who knows? 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We're talking about the Pirates, if you so choose, or also the Four Nations. I thought Jordan Binnington was the MVP. It should not have gone to Connor McDavid, even though he got the game-winning goal. I thought the USA had the better chances in the third period and beyond. Could have won, should have won, didn't win, because Binnington stole it from them. And that's what a big-time goaltender is supposed to do. That's what he did when the Blues won the Stanley Cup in 2019. Also delving into Steeler topics as we get closer to the Combine, which is a feeding frenzy. All the top players in college will be there and putting on their displays and see who moves up, who moves down, or what interest the Steelers may have, because they always attend that. And they are very, very deep into their copious notes about who they would like. So we'll find out in the next week or so. In the meantime, let's go back to the lines. Again, call 412-928-9370. We have Jim in Monroeville, who's first up in this hour. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Just enjoying the show, Bob.
Thanks.
Real quick, I want to talk a little bit about the Steelers' upcoming draft. You know, I get it. It's 2025. The NFL is about passing, and the running backs really don't get much credit. But I saw a mock draft, and, it looks like some people agree with this notion that maybe a running back like Ashton Gentry could be their first-round pick. And I happen to like that. And let me just explain why. This isn't Najee Harris, and nothing against Harris. But Harris wasn't considered a generational talent. Many scouts and analysts have said this gentleman coming out this year, they haven't graded someone this high in over a decade. I mean, he looks like, the type of player in 10 years that could be, remembered as a great Steeler player, So running backs score touchdowns. We're supposed to have an offense that's predicated upon the run. I don't see any reason why you would ignore a player like that just because we drafted a first-round running back in Najee Harris.
Well, that's not the reason I'm doing it, and I respect his talent, what he put up, those remarkable numbers this year. That's not my point. My point is their needs and their top needs are not running back related. I still think there are bigger pressing issues, and you better address them when you can in the first and second rounds of this draft. So I choose to look beyond that. I think they could find someone who can be. Look at James Conner, for example. I think James Conner has been one of the most valued running backs, and the Steelers had him here. He's turned into a touchdown machine, and he was a third-round pick in Arizona. He recently signed another thing. There are guys who can accomplish that. I know Gentry is talented. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is they need help in so many other areas that I would not put running back ahead of any of them.
It's hard to disagree with that. My only point is this. I just find it when your offense is, apparently going to be set up with the run game, if they let Najee walk, there's really nobody in free agency. And I mean, I just, a home run hitter like this who's drawn comparisons to LaDainian Tomlinson, man, if they pass him, I understand. But if they bring him here, I think he has a huge impact on the offense. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. Well, we agree to disagree on that one, but I do respect the talent. There's no question about it. Although I think, in some of the games we saw late in the season proved he can be stopped, not totally contained, but stopped. Yeah, the guy's a special talent. I don't think there's any question. And a lot of people thought he should have been a Heisman Trophy winner. I don't want to see a running back in the first round. Not this year. If they had things sewn up on their defensive line, if they felt they were making progress with young guys, maybe so. But again, that defensive line, if anything, has shown me that they, again, have to draft that position. They've spent money on draft on that defensive line. And some of the guys they've taken have not panned out. So now you have to go back and redo it again because it's killer if you don't have those people up front to do that. So while he's going to be on the board and I bet, taken in the first round, I don't think the Steelers should go in that direction. So what do you think at 412-928-9370? That's one of their many needs. Wide receiver is number one on my list if I'm going to have to do it because I want to see more there. Can Roman Wilson suddenly emerge as someone who can contribute big? Hopefully so. That's why they drafted him. He got injured, and so that whole first season was a waste, as it was for Troy Fontano. But to Ray Fittipaldo's point, it's almost like this year they'll be getting two guys back additionally. Like they did not have him at all last year. Now they come in. So in addition to the draft picks you do bring in, they got two guys who should be able to move in and help, I think, immediately. At least you hope so. 412-928-9370. So the Pirates open up tomorrow, as I said, and I'm curious your thoughts about Andrew Haney, a left-hand pitcher who will be in the starting rotation. I don't think there's any question about that. And I think the rotation will be Skeens first, Jones, Keller. They may mix in a lefty here, so the order is up in the air. But Skeens, Jones, Keller, Falter, Haney, Oviedo on the outside trying to get back. Bullpen is, I think, decent. The hitting is not. What do they do to address it? They've wasted this offseason. Can they do anything now until the start of the season to change that? One of the things I'm hoping that has to happen is that Henry Davis gets an opportunity in the spring, makes the most of it, and then opens some eyes. And instead of going in not thinking he's part of this, then create a spot for him. And I don't care where it is. DH, whatever. Get his bat going. They need him to be a contributor to this offense. So you can hear that game tomorrow. It's at 1 o'clock over on 100.1 FM. That's KDKA AM. We'll have that for you. In the meantime, Pitt will be on the air here at 2:15 against Notre Dame. Pitt needs to continue to win out. Slow start the other night. They overcame it. They won the game. They need more of that because they kind of fallen out of the bubble situation. And now they've forced themselves, much like the Penguins, into do a lot of winning a lot of quickly to get back into that picture. The Penguins will be back home tomorrow against Washington. Then on Sunday, both afternoon games against the New York Rangers, a team that is really disappointed. A lot of expectation for them coming in. They started the season with a 6-0 win here in Pittsburgh, you might remember. But ever since then, they've fallen apart. And they gave a lot of money to Igor Shesterkin. They got some older guys, and they got some guys who've not lived up to the, I think, the what they expected this year. So the Rangers have fallen off the pace. Having said that, they still have some numbers on the Penguins. And the Penguins can make up ground here this weekend with a couple of wins. But they need regulation wins, as they are 6 points out of the final wild card, which currently is held by Detroit Red Wings. I still want to get your thoughts about the Four Nations and whether or not you think this should be something on a regular basis, or how often do you do it? There are going to be some open areas in there when it comes to the World Cup and then the Olympics alternating every 2 years. So you're going to have still open dates where you'd have an all-star game. I've gotten to the point now where I don't want to really watch all-star games at all. I really don't. I'm not interested. Even the ones that are decent, like baseball, I think that's probably the one that's left that you can actually see a lot of guys and, okay, one game, home run hitting contest, whatever. I don't need to see anything more than that. I really don't. I don't want to. So they got to come up with a way in the NHL to do something. I don't know if this is, you know, something they could stage. But if you do it, you got to have Russia involved. You got to have the Czech people involved. You got to have a lot more nations involved in this. And if you do that, it's going to take more than 10 days, as it just did this week. So that's something for the NHL to consider after a successful 10-day tournament here with the Four Nations. I think it's going to get the kind of ratings that they were hoping for that would grow the game a little bit at least. We saw the ticket prices last night were a little out of control, up to $2,300 to watch that game in person, but people are willing to spend it if you give them the right product, and that's the bottom line. 412-928-9370. We will take a break right now, and when we come back, well, more open lines up until the PM team, so it's 412-928-9370. When I tell you about a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas, you can do this and stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination. Visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim for you and three guests. Plus, how about $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships? If you're all in on that, all you got to do is download and listen to The Fan on the free Odyssey app. Listen each day on the app for a minimum of 1 hour, and you receive an entry. It's really that simple. The national contest runs through Sunday, February 23rd, so get the free Odyssey app and listen to The Fan for 1 hour each day, and you'll have a chance of winning this ultimate prize pack. We'll be back with more calls. 412-928-9370, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And Joel just told me we got some news here. Brandon Staley, formerly of the Chargers, is going to be the new Saints defensive coordinator. So he gets another job. Didn't go so well with as a head coach out there in Los Angeles with the Chargers, but a second chance and back into a coordinator role. So we'll see how that goes. 412-928-9370 here is the number to call. We go to Jerry in the North Side, who wants to talk some football, I believe. What's up, Jerry?
It's 460 there.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, I want to talk about Derek Shelton here.
Okay.
That's the Pirates' problem is management. You know, changing pitchers every inning. When you get to the sixth and seventh inning, you change pitchers every inning. You know, that's one reason why they lose. And him and keep putting Bednar in there as a relief pitcher almost every game.
Well, that's not true. He's, you know, first of all, there's this belief among managers today that they have specific innings for specific pitchers, which I don't like. But when you do come in there now, you got to face three batters. So a lot of this is strategic based on who you're batting against. But, you know, this is one of the reasons why I think sometimes you just got to go with a pitcher who's doing well. And if he is, a lot of these managers go for one inning and that's it, and they don't want to expose pitchers to more. I'm of the belief that if you have it going and it's a small pitch count, Jerry, then the best thing you do is keep a guy in there. I'm not going to be making changes just because this guy is a so-called seventh inning pitcher, this guy is an eighth inning pitcher, and this guy is my closer. I'm going to go a little outside the box on that.
Yeah. Because I watched them lose a lot of games in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning.
Well, most of it is because they don't have enough hitting either, though, Jerry. I mean, that's their biggest thing right now. They need more hitting. So they haven't addressed it. We'll see what happens. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. on this Friday at 412-928-9370. Yeah, Pirate baseball season is about to begin tomorrow against Baltimore, right at 1 o'clock on FM, KDKA, 100.1, or AM. You can get both ways there and see what they do in that first. Carmen Majinski will get the call in that first game tomorrow. But, again, my big thing about how long I'm going to be watching for, I want to see Henry Davis bat a lot in the spring, and I hope he puts it up pretty big numbers, and I hope they bring him north and play him somewhere where his bat can be productive. If not, that's going to be looked at as one of the worst picks because he doesn't catch. That's what he was drafted to do, and if he can't hit, then it's even worse. Frank is in the car, and now he's on the Fan. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Bob. Hey, I thought I'd just make a comment. I hear people complaining about Derek Shelton, and my feeling about him is who knows if he's a good manager. With the talent he has, Casey Stengel, Jim Leland, whoever you want to pick,
Frank, what happened to you?
And my point is very, very little change would happen. It ultimately goes back, and you can't even blame the general man. It goes back to the fact that they're not spending money. It goes back to the owner. It's the same old story. It's the owner. They made zero moves to improve the team over the offseason. If I'm Paul Skeens, I would do it now. I would ask to be traded because nothing's going to change, and he's just going to waste four more years of his career having Adam Frazier's come along and talk.
And Tommy Pham and people like that. Now, Spencer Horwitz may be good eventually. I hope so.
It's a hope.
First of all, they're not doing a good enough job, clearly. I mean, we made that pretty apparent. And they didn't, Andrew McCutchen was their biggest signing, and he's one of their own, and they're doing it for nostalgic reasons. McCutchen is fine.
Well,
he's
also one of their best hitters.
Yeah, but you got to get better than that in a DH role.
Oh,
if you're
going to
be a DH, you can't have those numbers. Sorry.
I agree.
But Derek Shelton, to your original point here, he's in on these things, and quite frankly, I think Charrington knows when he took this job that there are going to be restrictions on salary, on how much he can spend. And if you're okay with that to get the job, then you're going to have to deal with the criticism that comes with it. They need to stretch that out. They need to do better than what they've done this year. And if I'm Paul Skeens, I don't think it matters. They're not going to move him. Just do your thing and wait your time. Your time will come. You'll get an opportunity to make the kind of money that you're going to ultimately get. But in the meantime, just pitch. And I think he has the right attitude for that, too. I think he knows that.
Oh, I do, too. I don't think there's any attitude, but there's also injury involved and other things that certainly can happen. But my point being, we could all complain about Shelton, but there is not a manager who's living or past that would do much different than the talent that this team has collected and continues to collect year after year. When you hear people talk about the season once again this year, what do you hear people say? We hope and if.
Yeah, hope is not a plan, and if, exactly.
Right.
That's terrible. Should never be that.
Yeah.
Especially in a division that I think is winnable. I don't know that this is one of those divisions that's going to jump out at you. Milwaukee will be okay. They normally are, even though they've lost some key people to them. St. Louis will be okay. Chicago should be better, and they weren't that good last year. And Cincinnati should be better, but they weren't that good last year. So you're frittering away these years of Paul Skeens, and that's the most frustrating part of it.
Exactly. Hey, maybe the Galbraith family will come back and buy the team. Jeez, who would ever thought that having the Galbraiths back would be a good move for the ownership of the Pittsburgh
Pirates?
Well,
listen, I just want somebody who's willing to spend, and they're all rich, they're all making money, spend more of it. Don't just take it as profit, spend it. Thanks, Frank, for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go out to Big E and Irwin. What's up, Big E?
Hey, Pomp. I got a Mike Lang story for you.
Sure.
I worked down at the Igloo back in the 80s when Mike Wood was the manager of the Igloo Club. And you know how you used to ride that little elevator up to the top floor where all the lounges were at. So every game, like in the 80, 85, with Doug Shedden and Mike Bullard and all them, about the third period start, Lang would look at us guys and say, hey, bring me a Coke. He said, you know what I'll have down at the bar when the game's over. Always come down and finish it off with a good drink. And the stories that he used to sit around to tell us guys from Jean Prono those days. And, you know, when he first started out, he said, hey, you guys got something coming up, and I'm going to tell you. He says, I hope I'm here to celebrate it with you. Well, I'll tell you what. God rest him in peace. and there's never going to be another Mike Lang.
No.
With the smooth, silky voice that he had.
And just his ability to take it to a crescendo when necessary. Very good story there. Yeah. Thank you, Biggie. Hey, appreciate that.
Take care, Bob.
All right, you too. And it was a doubly difficult day for me personally, just because of knowing Mike over all these years and what he meant to a lot of people. But John Burnett, a longtime KDKA personality, and what a good one, also passed away yesterday at the age of 71, I believe. It was just 6 years ago he retired. I remember we were on the set talking about his accomplishments, his career, but he's been dealing with a lot of stuff, and the last 4 years have not been good to him. And I certainly wish Deb, his wife and kids, and the entire family, it's a tough loss, because the guy was as effervescent as can be. He was a guy who concerned himself with other people, always had a smile on his face, and he had to deal with just a bad ending to his life. And I know, at least for now, the pain is gone, and he'll be in a good place, but we will certainly miss him at KDKA. So rest in peace, John Burnett. Rest in peace, Mike Lang. 412-928-9370. Break time. Back with more as we head into the BMT right here on 93.7 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, the same kind of day outside. Flurries, cold temperatures, although it's a little bit warmer than the last several. So that's good as we welcome you back into the Pomp and Joe Show. No Joe today. He's out enjoying himself. We'll be back Monday. In the meantime, call 412-928-9370 talking about the Four Nations. Canada winning again. Mike Sullivan and USA had the better play in the third and overtime and could not get a goal. Stymied by Jordan Binnington. And the other end, Connor McDavid, was allowed to be wide open in the slot, and that's a no-no with a guy like that. He pulled the trigger and beat Connor Hellebuyck to the glove side, and that's how that ended. So USA comes in second, Canada wins it, and tomorrow the Penguins start right back up into this as they take on the Capitals, the best team in the East, and then the Rangers after that. Two weekend games. 412-928-9370. Pirates get underway tomorrow, and Greg in Youngstown is on line one. And I know he has some Pirate thoughts, and I can almost predict what they would be, Greg. How are you?
How's it going? I mean, the thing about baseball, the problem with the Pirates is they don't got a Paul Skeens as a hitter. Okay, they just don't. They don't got a Barry
Bonds. Well, he could hit if he wanted. He'd probably be better than half the people they have in there if they allowed him to hit.
I agree. But haven't you noticed this? I mean, you grew up when I did, basically. Every hitter had a different batting stance, right? Joe Morgan, Cecil Cooper, and Parker. Everybody has the same batting stance anymore. I mean, everybody's like these robots up at the plate anymore. Isn't it weird how when hitting was really good, the 70s was really good, and 80s was good, everybody had these little nuances as a hitter. Now it's like everybody's up at the plate with the same goofy batting stance, standing straight up, or I don't see like those little changes with hitters, you know? I think Trio has a really bad batting stance. I think Davis has a bad batting stance. I think they really have – they just don't know the art of hitting. They don't know what – you know, they have to, like,
well, I think that goes beyond – I think that, Greg, goes beyond the stance. Like, I see swings that aren't the same. It's about what you do right at contact. It's not unlike a golf swing that has many different ways of getting to the top of your swing down through the strike zone. I think if I remember a guy like Joe Morgan, he used to use the chicken wing when his left arm was going back and forth.
Yeah.
But at the same time, most of these guys at impact are right where they need to be, head in the right position. Everything else makes sense. How to get there is anyone's game. And I don't think you have to be the same or different as long as you get to where you need to go at impact. And that's
well,
the thing that hitting coaches will teach.
Jay Bell couldn't hit for the Indians, couldn't hit worth a darn. He comes to the Pirates, they change his whole batting stance. You're like, okay, you're changed overnight. The guy from being a 180 hitter eventually hit 30 home runs in the major leagues. I just don't think there's good hitting coaches who look at each hitter individually and say, okay, what's best for you? I think they look at everyone as a cookie cutter, you know, hitter. Okay, this is what you're going to do. Get up to the plate. It just doesn't work that way. Even golfers, you golf, right? Everybody has their little, ways of doing things. I think baseball's gotten too mechanical hitting-wise.
All right. Yeah, Greg, we'll see. I mean, I don't care how they do it. Just hit the ball. It doesn't matter what it looks like at the beginning, just what it looks like in the strike zone. When I say strike zone, I mean head over the ball, hips in the right position, and then the extension that follows. Dan in Glassport is up next. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Okay, Bob, how are you? Okay?
Yeah, doing well. What's going on, man?
All right. Well, this is a Mike Lang thing. I got married on May 25th, 1991.
Okay.
And I had the reception at my house, and we didn't listen to the network broadcast, but I almost got beat up because I didn't put Mike Lang on the radio.
Okay. That's and, how important he was to you, huh? You had to hear Mike do the game.
I don't know what we were celebrating that day, but it looked like the Penguins' first Stanley Cup was more of a celebration. And God bless Mike and all those that were there to write me.
All right, Dan, that's a good story. Thank you for sharing your thoughts about Mike Lang. And sadly, at age 76, he's no longer with us, but his calls and his lasting impression on Pittsburgh Penguin hockey will live on forever. James is in Irwin, and now he's on the Fan. Hey, James, how are you?
Hey, Bob, good day to you.
Good day to you.
I just want to let you know something. You are an absolute staple in Pittsburgh broadcasting and journalism, and I appreciate your knowledge and your professionalism, and you bring it home to the point where you make me and others that listen to the radio very comfortable, and you're just awesome. So
I wish
you the best and your family, too. Have a good day, sir.
Is that all? That's it? Nothing else? Okay.
Well, I don't want to talk about the Pirates because all it is talk all the time. It ends up being the same thing. So, and
well,
the Steelers
listen,
are being what they're doing, and you know,
we need to get out of this funk. There's a funk going on, and all these teams need to get it together. But thanks for the call, and I appreciate the kind words, James. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I've often looked at this as just an opportunity to chat with people. I love doing it, no matter where it may be. Out for a Giant Eagle. It could be at a bar someplace. If that's the case, whatever the case may be. I always appreciate that, and I appreciate the fact that you listen to whatever it is I bring to the table here at 412-928-9370. Want to remind you one more time about a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas and the Circa Resort and Casino. It's Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination. The biggest March Hoops party that you're going to find at Stadium Swim. If you've never been there, it's pretty cool. For you and three guests, plus you're going to get $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience. It's the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. All you have to do is download and listen to The Fan on the free Odyssey app. Listen each day for the app, minimum 1 hour, and you'll automatically be entered. It's that simple. So again, the national contest is going to run until Sunday, February 23rd. To get the free Odyssey app now, go get it. Listen to The Fan 1 hour each day, and you'll have a chance to win this ultimate prize package. Couple more minutes before we turn it over to the PM team. We have Dante in the car. Dante, what's going on?
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Yeah. Hey, Bob, you know, all this talk about Mike Lang and what a good guy he is, and it just makes me want to say, before I mention talking about him for a second, that you are a true gentleman, and you have been for many years listening on the radio.
Thank you, Dante. I appreciate that.
You make everybody feel really good about,
Well, this is an opinion-based business, right? So whatever it is, I'm welcome. I love hearing what people think about it. And you get a pulse of what fans are thinking about with all teams. So go ahead. What is your perspective today?
Yeah, so with Mike Lang, you know, he is so absolute number one among anybody I can think of in the sports world that I've met. And he was always out and about in town, so I've had the chance to sit down and talk to him for, I don't know, 45 minutes at a time. And I wish more people could have just been more like him. But he is was such a good person that he rubbed off on everybody else. And when you listen to him on the radio, the way we learn a lot from all of you guys on the radio about sports, he was just so smart about everything hockey related. He was just such a good student of the game, I guess, and had such a, you know, really good background to understand what was going on in the game and everybody.
Well, you know what that's a result of, Dante? It's all the result of his preparation. It always was, it always will be. And he stressed that to anyone who would follow him and talk to him, that it's all about your preparation. If you're confident with what you've done in advance, then you should be confident when you describe it on the air. And a lot of this is, in hockey, there aren't a lot of dull moments. So when you do get one of them, if you could throw in some kind of story about a player, but it can't be something that, you know, it has to be in your mind. You can't resort to looking through papers because you don't have a lot of time. So he would make sure that those stories would be readily available in his mind. So when he had an opportunity to throw it in to accent what he was doing as far as a game call, that's what he did beautifully, I thought.
Yeah, his knowledge of the game and his historical perspective was better than everybody's in hockey that I can think of, period. And in my whole life, you know, Bob Prince was really, you know, just somebody growing up with it was always on the radio because the games weren't on the TV.
Right.
But back then, the radio was always on, even if you were outside and you always listened to the ball game. But I would put Mike Lang above Bob Prince, above any broadcaster for any sport that I've ever listened to. I just wanted to mention that. He was
Thank you, Dante.
A really great
it really
person.
Is. It's a big loss for Pittsburgh. You know, he and Myron Culp and Bob Prince, I mean, all unique people, and they certainly left their mark in Pittsburgh sports history. Thanks, Dante, for the call. All right, we have someone called Big Ben in Market Square, so this can't be the Big Ben that I know, Big Ben, but maybe it's another Big Ben. Hello, Big Ben.
You know, Bob, you make me feel like I do know you, so I just wanted to concur with what one of the last callers say. You're a very approachable guy. Every
Thanks.
Time we saw you, my kitchen crew downtown in Market Square going for lunch or something, you always talk to us. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate that. And obviously, God bless the Lang family, and, you know, you obviously have a place for him on the Mount Rushmore of Pittsburgh. And if I may be so bold, I would have to say there's probably a place reserved for you as well.
Well, you'd have to go deeper than four, I can tell you that, because there's too many good ones in this town. But thank you. What's up?
No problem. And real quick about sports, I think the Yinzers need to take all their medicine, relax. I think we just happen to be in the valley right now. We had really good times for a long time here with Big Ben. Everybody got to calm down. We got to get it together. It's going to take a little
cyclical.
Bit of time.
It is. It goes up and down, but you can shorten those valley destinations for a while. But thanks, Big Ben. Appreciate it.
For sure. The Pirates are a foregone conclusion. I won't even give them the attention. And the Penguins is kind of the same thing as the Steelers. It's like we've been spoiled for a real long time. And I think at this point, it's time to.
I agree with that, and I think some people need to sometimes take a step back. I realize why expectations are huge and why people want to be as critical as they can be. And listen, that's part of it. You have to accept the criticism. But largely over the course of most of our lifetimes, you've had a chance to watch some great athletes play here in Pittsburgh, and I don't think you should ever lose sight of that. That doesn't mean you can't expect more, and teams should be hopefully in a position where they can bring more to you. But also consider what I think as a Pittsburgh sports community, what we've seen and been able to witness. I think it's great. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it. One more call before we go, and that's Mike in the car. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on?
Hey, nothing. I just wanted to say I once saw you at a event for Heath Miller down in the, I think it was.
Yes, down in
downtown. I was downtown.
Yeah, that was with Glimmer of Hope Foundation, because he and Alan Faneca were both involved, and that's a great foundation. They do great work.
Absolutely. And, you know, everybody got a football, got it all signed and everything. I said, Bob, sign my football. And you said, no, you're going to ruin it.
Well, I did. I mean, you have legendary. You don't want to need my name. No, I feel that way a lot. Yeah. When people say, I said, I don't want them to take the space. You have other people to put on there ahead of me. So
no, because you're a legend in Pittsburgh. And then another, Mike Lang. I was out at a bar one night with a couple friends and their wives and everything. And the Cupid Shuffle came on. And he was like, what's that song? And so we put it on again.
He loved music, especially rhythm and blues. So he was somebody who, if you talk to him about music, he can go on forever as well. Mike, thanks. I appreciate it.
One of a kind. Hey, take care.
You have a great day, and thank you for the kind words at 412-928-9370. Well, the conversation goes on. Andrew Filipponi and Chris Muller will be on here next talking about some of the same stuff. I'd like to get their opinions about what you saw in the Four Nations last night. And Jake Gensel, we were talking a little bit about him, but boy, I thought he was one of the better players for all teams. He's just one of these sneaky guys who knows how to get it done, not afraid to go to these areas which create scoring opportunities. And I thought if they had won that game that he might have been the overall tournament MVP for them. That's how good he's been. In the meantime, I want to remind you that we're at the 50-minute mark, and it's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Also, our What's Cooking segment is brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
You didn't miss a beat there, Joel. Good for you. Yes, thank you, Tim Hester. And it's also brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. All right, coming up on KDKA TV this weekend, tune in to the number one Cochran Sports Showdown. We do that show every Sunday night. And this week, my guests will include Andrew Filipponi. He'll be sitting in the same chair in a matter of moments. Mark Caboli and Jason Mackey, as we talk about heading into the combine for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And also, can the Penguins dig out? And what should your realistic expectations be for guys like Henry Davis for the Pirates? And is it too soon to call him a bust? I don't want to do that. I want to see him play, and I want to see him add to this team. And I think they need it, quite frankly, given the lack of bats that we've seen in the organization. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. Thanks for joining me. Joe will be back on Monday, so we'll get into it. And I'll be back here actually tomorrow, Joel. So I'll see you tomorrow as well. Back in the
Can't wait.
Saturday. I haven't done many of those lately, but yeah, tomorrow will be a good day as we can do it from 11 to 1:45 ahead of Pitt and Notre Dame tomorrow. That's a big game for the Pitt Panthers. They really need to win that one to get back on track with this March Madness, because some of those losses they sustained earlier really have hurt them in terms of where they are. They still can get back into it. Could they be a first four team? At this point, that's where they seem to be heading. But whatever the case may be, they've had some injuries to overcome, and we'll see what Jeff Capel and his team can do coming up tomorrow. And you'll hear that one right here on The Fan. The Pirates will be opposite station on the sister station. That's KDK AM or FM 100.1 to host the Baltimore Orioles tomorrow. That's a 1 o'clock start on KDKA AM. And that's going to do it for me. Joel, thank you very much. I always appreciate the time.
Good stuff as always, Bob.
We'll see
Let's do it again tomorrow. Why not?
Yeah, and back on Monday when Joe Starkey returns this very seat. Thanks for joining us here on the Pomp and Joe Show. Stick around because it's the PM team. Andrew Filipponi, Chris Muller, and Donnie Football all next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.